Hello, everybody. Hello. Here I am in Reading with the statue of Edward VII, Emperor of India, behind me. Where better to begin our tour of the county town of Berkshire? So we're just to the west of London. That is London, United Kingdom. We're walking along one of the pedestrian streets. Well, not quite pedestrian yet, on a plashy morning. So I hope you remember to say white rabbits yesterday morning when you awoke, because if you say that on the very first thing you say on the first day of a month, then that is supposedly going to be an augury of good fortune. Okay, I don't believe it myself. And then look at this montage of various Reading images, and then up high you can see that black outline of the chap, sort of silhouette. That's going to be Oscar Wilde, who was an involuntary resident of the town for some time, around about 1895, when he was incarcerated at Reading Jail for sodomy. Was it? Yes, was it? Did they actually prove sodomy? I don't remember, because, you know, he'd unwisely taken out a criminal libel suit against the Marquess of Queensbury, when Queensbury said, "You're a sodomite," and Wilde said, "I'm not," but actually Wilde was, because you could be convicted of lesser homosexual crimes back then, not necessarily sodom as well. Anyway, so Reading, it's been on the bland side, although it's got a very fine ruined medieval abbey, and is the burial place of one of England's greatest medieval kings, Henry II. So we're hard by the Thames, and there's a riverside pleasance, these delightful water meadows. What else? There's the Reading Festival every summer, to which I've never been. That probably shan't surprise you. And there's everything you'd want for here. A reputable university, Royal Berkshire Hospital, and all sorts of shops. We're very close to Heathrow Airport. Open countryside is not far beyond. Reading actually doesn't have an outstanding football team or race course, and I think it's not too far from Newbury, which does have a renowned race course. So it was a fairly prosperous 19th century railway town, but no castle, a few churches, no cathedral. And also, these are a few of the glories of Reading. But as you can see, I mean, it's agreeable, but it's not fantastic. There's not really an outstanding site to Reading, but I wouldn't go so far as to say it's bland. And because it's in southern England, not too far from London, it's always been fairly prosperous. It never had particularly high unemployment, even in bad times like the 1980s. It's got a few municipal parks, anything you want in terms of like leisure, like there's a bowling alley, methinks, with a swimming pool, plenty of gyms and fitness clubs, sports fields, cinemas, and shopping centres. But there's nothing, you know, magnificent or unique about it. Okay. But in the old days, some of these central streets are a bit of a war zone on a Friday and Saturday night, when gangs of youths were on leisure bent, gingerly walking along the street, leapfrogging over bollards when they're going to go to these licensed establishments. Alright, what else can I say? Oh yeah, Jane Austen went to school here, so that's something notable about Reading. I'll show you the town hall in a minute. So what do you think? Would you like to live in Reading? Anyway, it's just in between more famous places. For instance, it's not very far from Oxford, 25 minutes by train. And so here is the town hall, so somewhat faux medieval, late 19th century, when the town of Reading, never the city of Reading, came into a bit of money. There's that clock tower. And I can't think of famous people who hail from the town of Reading. And it's actually a quite fairly big place. There's about almost 200,000 people here in Reading. I'm just reading 1875. And there she is, the first Empress of India, Queen Victoria, because it was in her reign this was built. And you see that church campanile behind, with the made out of flint, which is the local stone. So it's a very flat area. Here we are in the Thames Valley. It wasn't that an industrial, I just kind of think whatever was the main business of Reading. So I know it's pronounced Reading, but pronounced Reading. You can think of Otis Reading, who doesn't have a connection with the town as such. But his family will have had an involuntary connection with another family who must have hailed here from Liverpool at some point. Okay, so yeah, there are quite a few offices around here. It's useful for international firms and these conglomerates. They have their colleagues jetting in from overseas because, as I say, Heathrow is not very far away. There's obviously bus direct to Heathrow, but there's no railway direct to Heathrow. That's what, could they not extend the railway line from Heathrow just to here? Because obviously you can get the train from Paddington straight to Heathrow, but not from Heathrow to here, which is ridiculous. So, but the UK is terrible at these major projects. The country that invented the train, and it costs 7 times more than the European average per mile of railway here, 7 times more. Anyway, this is what I mean. These pleasant, but not, I wouldn't say beautiful, modern office blocks. There's a lot of that in Reading. And Blandy. Doesn't that just say it all? Blandy, a surname for solicitors. Makes me think of Mary Blandy, who was from the nearby town of Henley. Buses. Because it rained heavily yesterday night, that's why the sound is reverberating off the streets a bit more, you know. Water makes the sound echo. Mary Blandy was from Henley, and if you go to Oxford Castle, you'll find out a lot about her. She was a young woman who in the 18th century, well, wasn't even that young, was going to be left on the shelf at the age of 30. Can you believe it? Unwed at the age of 30. Who'd even look at her? My God. It was the last chance lottery. But then she was a very wealthy family, and then she fell in love with this Scottish army officer, and he fell in love with her, and they wanted to wed. But she didn't require her parents' permission to wed because she was of legal age. Age of majority was 21 back then, even though most people in full-time work much younger and married much younger, but they require parents' permission. But her parents said, if you marry that boy, we'll cut you off without a penny. It then emerged that this North Briton had another slight impediment to marriage, i.e. his wife. But she still loved him anyway, but his father would not grant his say-so. But actually, she married him, would have been bigamous. Anyway, so then she started going to the kitchen, putting love potion in her father's food, so her father would change his mind and sort of fall in love in a father-like way with his future son-in-law. But that didn't quite work when the father died some days later. Why was Mary Blandy in the kitchen? The servants did the cooking. And then they did an autopsy on the body. It was Dr. Addington, father of the Prime Minister Joseph Addington, performed the autopsy, and they discovered it was poison that she'd been putting in her father's food. And Mary Blandy was charged with murder, but said that her boyfriend had sent her this and told her that it was love potion, and put it in your dad's food and that'll make him change his mind about me. But I don't think the young man actually stood trial, and Mary Blandy, was given a short drop on a long rope at Oxford Castle in the 18th century. She was executed for patricide. Anyway, that is a little brief tour of Reading. What do you think? Certainly not horrid. Look at Thames Tower. Fairly new. I think I can remember when that didn't even exist. But not outstanding town, Reading. It's a fairly average town for the United Kingdom, but it's quite an important place for railways, the sort of east-west and north-south lines crossover. I mean, it's very extensively remodeled, the railway station. I remember from the late 90s, but a lot of it was rebuilt in round about 2010. It was completed. Okay, and the Three Guineas, this is actually very welcoming, well-appointed hostelry when you go in. I'm serving fine food and strong waters. And then you go up very high over here, going from one railway platform to another, and then it provides you a superb vista over the Vale and over old Father Thames. Right, I'm going to switch it off now. Thank you, everybody. So goodbye. Thank you for watching.